/Cast.
Let's go, bitch. What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. As always, I'm your host, Bailey.
And I'm Zach.
And I'm Brandon.
So,
and Bricked.
And Brick. So,
and Butt.
Yeah.
Damn. You don't even want to know where
we're episode 2 of the month, baby.
Hell yeah.
Straight up, so. Dude.
This one's going to be a little shorter.
Yeah. That's we're just going to talk about some video games.
Little quick review.
You know, you might have heard of like one horror game that came out recently.
Yeah, have you ever heard of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the game?
No.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give you our thoughts today.
Let's start with the positives, because there are some positives.
Yeah, there's some positives.
No.
Positive one. No matter how much this game pisses me off, I still want to play it.
Yeah, it does bring you back.
It is fun. Both sides, killer and victim, are fun.
Yes.
Until it's not.
Killing's kind of where it's at now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But before.
Well, especially because we're just a three stack anyway.
Yeah.
We usually either have a random or like our buddy Kirby plays with us.
Yeah.
On victim side.
It's a good time to be a killer main.
Yeah, it is a good time to be a killer main.
Killers are fun though.
Dude, Leatherface, I love.
Yeah, I love playing Leatherface.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. He's just a silly, goofy guy.
You know?
I think of like when. Like, this is going to sound kind of funny, but, like, when we play killers, I think of myself as a point guard.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Because, like, I'm like, hey, oh, he's over here. And then y'all have to come get him or something.
Oh, my God.
Get him, Bubba, yeah.
I see him at the car battery. Because I usually play, like, I play Cook or Hitchhiker.
Yeah. And fucking Brandon's over like, oh, fuck, they unlock Slaughter.
Yeah, and then I usually run Leatherface or Sissy. I did run Johnny for a little bit, but I just,
Johnny needs a little love. I loved playing Johnny in the beginning, but he needs a little love.
Well, he got nerfed because his fucking lunge was
that
stupid
was necessary,
high.
Though. That needed to be fucking, that needed to happen.
Oh, his nerf, yeah.
That
I thought you meant he needed that lunge. I was like, wait a minute.
No. That nerf was fucking.
He's getting my ass
was
kicked
well
by Johnny every day.
Every day.
That lunge was fucking broken.
Yeah. And, I mean, on nothing, it's not perfect on killer side either.
Nah.
I mean, there some
you'll have matches you get your
shit,
ass whooped.
Oh, my God. But that's the games, you know, I will get mad at games. I get just absolutely demolished. But it's so fun.
Yeah.
It
like,
brings me back. It's like crack.
It's like crack.
Dude, it's just like smoking crack with the boys.
You know
like,
what I'm saying?
You have to understand, like, the game's only 2 months old. Like, they're still going to, you know, fix shit and everything.
But.
Yeah. But.
But.
The aesthetic.
Oh, it's perfect.
TCM is beautiful.
It captures the 1974 film.
Yeah. The
perfect.
The guys at Gun are, you know.
Say what you want about the fellas at Gun. Some of them, really good friends. I love them to death. The attention to detail over at Gun.
Oh, it's beautiful.
100% like beauty.
It's made by the fans for the fans.
Yes, sir.
That's
like
what
if
it
you
is.
Thought, if you thought F-13 looked good in 2017.
TCM in 2023?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a world of difference.
Yeah, that might be, like, its biggest, like, positive is just how, like, well it looks, like, the and all the other, like, technical aspects, like the sounds. And like
Yeah, it's very
there's
immersive.
There's 3D sound. I think this is, like, one of the first horror game online horror games that has, like, Dolby 3D sound.
Yeah, it's very immersive.
And if you have really good headphones to play with.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and like the score sounds just like the, you know, bones and metal from like the original movie and everything.
Yeah.
Yep. Positive number 2 or 3, whatever you want to call it. We're not going to number.
What number are we on now?
Stealth. Oh, it's so fucking cool to be stealthy in that game.
I don't know if it's cool. I think it's fucking hilarious sometimes.
It can be hilarious, but it's also satisfying sitting in a dark corner and Leatherface just runs right by you.
That's what makes it so funny.
Or like you're in the Johnny rubs his cock on your forehead.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh my God, he's so dumb.
You're like in the tall grass and one of them fucking like.
Until he finds your footprint.
Until they like, no. They run into you and they stop because they can't move and then they just go around you.
Yeah. That's like the funniest shit. Dumbass.
That's the funniest shit.
Yep.
People who play like Leatherface, like I feel like they inherit Leatherface's like dumbness.
Yeah, their IQ immediately drops to 2.
Because like there's been times where they literally like, they like walked, got caught on me, and they walked around.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That happens to me.
It's
so
like, oh, I hit
often.
An invisible wall. Oh, I guess it's nothing. Well,
better move. Must be a rock there or something.
Yeah, but another positive I like, even though it stresses me the fuck out when we're playing the mini games.
Yeah.
I like the mini games.
I do too. It's pretty neat.
The only one I hate when I'm really stressed, when like I know a killer's coming, is the fuse box.
Yeah.
I can't do math under pressure.
Yeah, I can't either.
I can't do it.
Like it's simple shit like adding numbers,
but
like it's, you know, it gets to you.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a struggle.
It is. But that's part of the fun.
Yeah.
It's fun being like, oh fuck, I'm sweating my ass off. Like my hands are clammy.
Yeah, but dibbity do, goddamn.
Yeah,
but yeah.
And like fuse box is also like the best way to get out on family house. You know?
Yeah, that's like if you're quote unquote speed running, generator exit, or the fuse box is the way to go.
Yeah,
just make sure you got basement storage unlocked.
That's another good point. The maps.
Maps.
We like the maps.
We do like the maps.
I will say sometimes where they make you play like gas station or
family
house. Dude,
there was like
a
week straight last month. We played a whole night full of Slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Which was like 20 times
it
seems. And
then the next night it was fucking gas station.
Yeah. There needs to be a better rotation for the maps.
Yeah.
I don't know how. I'm not a game dev. I don't know how to do
like,
it.
I personally think the map should be like in a queue.
Yeah, kind of like Apex,
maybe
where it's like timed or whatever.
Yeah, or just constantly rotating.
Yeah,
like, it's like, oh, this server, this part of the server has played
like,
gas station
I
5 times.
Yeah, I shouldn't play the same map
or
over and over.
The lobby can vote for which map. That'd be cool.
That would be
Or do like the F-13 style where there's a host and they get to pick the map.
Yeah.
But then you get like an F-13 where they're abusing the maps.
Yeah
I totally want to play fucking Pack-A-Nax Mall 8 times in a row, bro.
God, I hated that shit. Yeah, let's play fucking Pack-A-Nax Mall fucking the entire night. That's great. That map fucking sucks.
Yeah.
like before we go on with like positives and negatives, like who do y'all main?
Know who we main?
Well, who?
Our listeners
want to know.
Killer-wise, I fucking play a fuck ton of Leatherface.
I try to play Leatherface, too.
If I'm not playing Leatherface, I've kind of fallen into playing Cook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cook's... Once you get good with Cook, man, he's vital to the
Cook
team.
He's OP.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
He's fucking crazy right now.
You run Johnny a good bit, too.
I did.
You used to.
I ran Johnny for a while, and then I realized being a Johnny main and running all the perks and the build that everybody was pissed off with.
Cancer.
Yeah, don't do that. I wasn't going to be that guy.
Yeah. But yeah, we normally run OG3 in some capacity.
Yeah. I think I said this earlier on this episode. Like, I'm more of like a hitchhiker and cook kind of guy.
I run Leatherface when I can. Like, me and Zach take turns. But Sissy's fun. Sissy is, like, if you want to get Grandpa leveled up fast, Sissy or Cook's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which it will fall into our negatives too on our on victim side, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
But
as far as victims go, like I love Julie because she's the stealthiest one.
That's not the only reason you love Julie. Don't lie.
Well, yeah, she's
some butt.
Yeah,
she's got some
butt.
She's got some butt on her. You know.
She's also like the biggest
but
next
the girls,
to Leland.
Yeah.
Like as far as character models go,
she got a big back.
She's kind of I don't mind it.
Now, victim side.
I like the long back.
Victim side. I've been maining Leland a lot because Leland's fun to play. He's like the distraction character.
Yeah, go
he
beat
can,
the shit
he can
out.
Knock Leatherface. He can knock everyone over but Leatherface, and it's just fun bullying.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can run Connie because Zach runs Connie a lot too. I love playing Connie. Yeah. Connie's the goat.
She's like the complete opposite of Leland.
Yeah.
I would say Connie probably is like the best victim.
Connie's who I
Anna's
who
gotta
I
be
main.
The best fucking victim.
Yeah,
Connie's who
it's
I main.
Anna and Connie.
If I can't play Connie, I play Anna.
Dude, Anna.
So she's
just
the main character.
Takes hits.
Yeah, she's the main character.
Yeah, in the lore, her sister's the one that's dead and missing.
Yeah, she's a fucking beefcake. Like
her ability.
Can, get the shit beat out of her. And then there's perks on top of that.
That further.
Yeah, that lets you get your ass beat more, and you benefit from getting your ass beat.
Yep. Yeah. Like, I've got one where it's like, if you take, like, a certain amount of hits, like, and you go, like, sit somewhere in the dark, she'll, like, regain, like, all of her fucking health back.
Yep. Yep.
And then, like, Leela, like, I think Leland and Ana have, like, the no-sell perk or whatever.
I think everybody can get that. But my, my, another beautiful thing, there's classes. So you can build classes for what killers you're going up against or victims.
Loadouts are a nice touch.
It's nice. I have a stealth Leland, I have a power Leland, I have a stealth Connie, and I have a proficiency Connie, which makes her do, like, the battery in, like, 2 seconds.
Yeah. I mainly run proficiency Connie with like bomb squad and shit.
Dude, bomb squad's goated.
That's a great perk. I hope they don't change that.
And if they do, they're gonna make it a few seconds longer.
Hitchhiker mains hate that, but you know.
Yeah.
I mean.
But I think that's most of the positives out of the way. Well, you got? Did you say your victim? Well, Brandon only runs Julie.
Well, I run. I'm getting into I'm getting used to running Ana because like if. Because you do get in, like, fucking matches with randoms, and they won't.
And they, there's an option to trade, but most of the time.
Most people don't want
to
trade.
Yeah, they don't trade.
There have been plenty of people that have given me Julie or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get, every now and then you get your cool peeps.
And people, if you're listening, it's not that fucking deep.
Yeah, it's not.
Also, there's a, like, there's a button where you can ready up.
Yeah did you know you could ready up?
That's crazy. You can ready up
you
in
know
the
what?
Lobby?
That can lead to our negatives. Lobby fucking simulator, dog.
Yeah. The
lobbies. Oh, my God.
Lobbies fucking suck to sit in. It's horrible.
Because people either don't want to play Leatherface, they don't like the map they're on, or a mixture of both.
Yep.
Yeah. You get people constantly leaving, constantly joining, people who just sit in
the
fucking lobby.
I think
the
last person on killer side that joins should be forced to be Leatherface. And the timer should immediately go to 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Because then you can't back out till the match starts.
Yeah, and, like, a lot of people are, like complaining because, like, they're like, I don't want to play as Leatherface. Well, it's like, if you're good at the game, you can play any killer.
The people who bitch about not wanting to play Leatherface should also bitch about the fact if you join a lobby and somebody's already the character, like, your victim that you want to play as, you don't get to play as them.
No.
It automatically switches you to a different character.
Like, you know, save your skill points up and build up another one. So you have a backup.
And I get the incentive. They want you to play all the victims, try different play styles.
Yep.
I get that. But people get comfortable.
And you shouldn't be comfortable in this
game. I think
game.
When it comes to, like, killers and you're dealing with, like, a lobby of killers, that, like, where one of them doesn't want
to
be Leatherface.
Or,
I meant to
say, or hide player level. Hide player and character level. Just show, like, ability level, maybe. Something.
Another thing, too, they need to hide the fucking who's partied up with who shit.
Yes,
I
dude, because people are scared of partied up victims and families.
Yeah, like, I can't tell how many times we've joined a lobby, and it's like, okay, all the family is partied up, and everybody fucking leaves.
Yeah, except for us. Well,
except for us.
So, like, our random.
Yeah, we're men.
Yeah, we take our pawns.
Or, like, vice versa, killers will join, and they see that we're partied up. And
they
just
like,
take
if we
off,
have a our buddy Kirby in, and we're a full.
They're like, oh, hell no, they're going to troll us.
Yeah, and we're full. They're like, what the fuck?
It's like, bro, we're not that good at the game.
Yeah, we don't troll.
Although, that one time, we did take on a full party of killers that were partied up, and they were level 99s. We fucked them up.
Yeah, we whooped their ass.
Like, the most trolling we do is, like, when we open up an exit, we'll, like...
We'll stand there and wait for Grandpa to alert us, and we'll alert the family. But when they come, we just leave.
Yeah, like, we'll teabag, and we'll let Grandpa
I don't backstab unless I absolutely need to.
Yeah. Most of the characters, you don't... It's not their job to.
Listen, they're called victims for a reason. You are not supposed to survive. If they wanted you to fight back, they would have put weapons in like an F-13.
I totally get that. I get the idea that, you know, I'm not going to win every game. I can fully accept the fact I won't win every game.
And people bitch about that all the fucking time.
Yeah. I fully get I'm not going to win
Your
every game.
Your class of person is called a victim, not a survivor, a victim.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to die.
Yeah.
Stupid.
You're going to die. You're going to die a lot.
And like in, okay, so I hate comparing it to F-13, but that's, you know, Gun's
other big project.
Other ASIM game.
Yeah.
If the timer ran out in F-13, the match is ended. You survived.
You
survived the night.
Yeah.
In TCM, if your little heart meter runs out, you're dead. You're bleeding out because you're already injured at the beginning of a match.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep. That's the thing is like the entire time
it is family-sided because they're overpowered. It's 3v4. The side with less people have to be a little OP.
I understand that argument, and I'm with you for like 85% of that. I'm with you. There's like another 15%. I think
Zach's like everything that
talked
just
about
said is
a
bullshit.
Little bit. 15% of what this man talked about is bullshit.
I do think there needs to be more balancing done.
There needs to be some adjustments.
Yeah,
I agree.
With like Cook needs to be nerfed. I hate to say it.
His ability, yes.
I don't think he needs a hard nerf.
Yeah,
I really don't.
Just
we'll start with Cook
because it's
we'll
already bad Cook. That he's like slow.
Yeah.
You know,
he's slow,
but he hits like
he's
a fucking
also
truck.
An old fucking man.
Yeah, and he hits good. Savagery, mm-hmm. you can get him up pretty high, and he smacks good. His mm-hmm. blood harvesting is fucking insane.
Well, yeah,
that's
what
that's like
his I was,
point.
That's mm-hmm. what I was going mm-hmm. to. Like, if you get into a game where there's a Cook and a Sissy, you're fucked.
Yeah, they're gonna have grandpa.
They
done.
Max him out in the first like 5-10 minutes of the game.
Yep.
That's not even a joke.
Yep,
it's stupid.
So unless you want to fucking shank grandpa the entire
yep.
time,
no,
you're
I'm
gonna
a dedicated
have a
person
time.
For that.
Also, good luck with that, because if you're not playing with like a full squad of people and coordinated, you're fucked. Nobody's gonna go stab
communication
stab
is key, dude.
Nobody's gonna go fucking stab grandpa.
Yeah,
yeah.
Unless and you're gonna be the motherfucker that's like, let's go, bitch.
Yeah,
let's go, bitch.
When you stab grandpa, it highlights you for the killers to see and everything.
Yeah,
so.
For a few seconds.
Because grandpa sees you and he's like, hey, he's over here.
Yeah. And that's the thing about like every like victim having a role.
Yeah.
Play your fucking role.
Yeah.
Please.
Yep.
Yeah. And like, don't.
Like, I'm so fucking sick and tired of like game, especially lobbies where like I request Connie
mm-hmm.
and the bitch won't give me Connie. And
then she does nothing.
Yeah, they do nothing. The
yeah,
whole
and Connie,
fucking game.
Connie's a character. You got to do shit.
Yeah.
She's like the main driving factor of people getting out.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, she's going to be the one unlocking all the
she's
shit.
She's the best at lockpicking.
Yeah.
She should be doing doors.
She should be doing shit. Like,
yep.
Come on. And then Leland's. So fucking sick and tired of Leland's trying to, like, do the Connie thing. They're, like, trying to unlock every door
yep.
and everything.
You need to be, you need to be
Leland.
Fucking opening hatches, opening crawl spaces.
Yeah.
And if anything, your exit is the generator.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
turn that off in, like, 4 or 5 kicks
yeah,
if your strength's up.
Leland's best stat is his toughness.
No,
so.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying, hey, if you're Leland, you can't unlock any doors.
No, you can.
Like, if you got downtime and you're, like, in a team or whatever, you have pretty good awareness of the match and what's going on, you want to unlock a door, go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't be doing that the whole fucking... Also, don't sit in a corner the whole fucking... You are Leland. Your ability is so strong. Go whoop their ass. That is
mm-hmm.
the whole point. And you're fast as fuck.
Yeah.
Relatively.
And you're a beefcake.
Yeah, relatively.
You can go whoop their ass.
Yeah.
Get bone scraps. Use your ability. Run them around a little bit.
Yeah.
That's your drop. Mm-hmm. And if you get scary, jump down a well.
Also, yep. like, it doesn't hurt for, like, people to kind of, like, branch out and try to do different things. Like,
yeah.
one of you go do Carbat, one of you go do Generator,
yeah.
one of you
yeah.
go do Fuse
that's
or something
like our
like that.
Strat we need to work on with when we have
yeah.
a full
and
party.
And also have,
know
like, a backup
role.
Plan.
Yeah.
yeah.
If one area is too crowded by killers,
like,
go do something else.
That's mm-hmm. the biggest problem with, like, playing with randos is they're like, oh, he's unlocking Slaughterhouse.
Let me go up on his
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, let me get right up in his asshole, and we're going to go do this together. Like... You got to have a plan B.
And then they get mad at you because, you know.
What do you say fuck me for?
Yeah.
You don't get the shit done.
Like,
it's
bro,
like, you could have helped me, bro.
I'm doing all the work.
Yep.
I'm the one doing the work. What are you doing? Like, I get it if you, like, Slaughterhouse is a great example. If you
mm-hmm.
unlock the big blast door of Slaughterhouse and I run to the right to unlock the right door, don't fucking follow me over there.
Mm-hmm.
Go to the left. Unlock the left door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something. Do something.
Yeah. Do something.
Do something.
Or be the distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially
if you
want to
get out. Yeah, if you want to get... Slaughterhouse is an easy place to loop killers in.
Yep.
Go do that.
My last
leave me alone.
Biggest negative, because I don't want this episode to be too long. I'm a little upset with the pricing for DLC.
Yeah, that...
Yeah, I think everybody...
I understand. The only one I do understand is premium content.
Yeah.
So, like, the one we're getting, the 24th, which this episode will be released after that skin comes
yeah.
out, the Nicotero Leatherface... Greg Nicotero was royalty in our eyes.
Yeah.
Love that man. Love his work he's done over the years.
Correct.
But $25 is a little too much for me. I mean, it's 20. Am I going to buy it? Probably.
Yep.
Like, don't get me wrong. I will probably buy it.
Yeah.
But
yep.
they... Now, what they did do, which is kind of better in my eye, they did bundle all the victim skins together for $20.
Yeah.
But still, single victim skins for a pack of one victim skins is $4.99.
Damn.
In F-13, yeah. you got multiple characters. Every character got like two or three skins.
Nicotero was only $16.
I think there's like some bundle that's like $25. I think that's what you're referring to.
I thought it was.
I think Nicotero's only 16.
Which, like,
well, then I have the picture of it saved on my phone.
You know, I don't know. Like, it's steep for me personally.
Yeah,
it's like a lot of people are like saying like, oh well, it's not like a full. You didn't pay like a full price for the game, but
$15.99.
But it's still like, yeah, but just because you didn't pay $60,
$70. Pretty sure they changed that after some backlash.
Yeah.
Because I mean, I remember that they put out that premium content was going to be $25.
Yeah, like even $16, I think, is still kind of steep for a skin. Yeah. I get it. Like Greg Nicotero, he's the GOAT. Or he's one of the GOATs. But it's like, dude, that's $16.
Yeah. Like, I don't think the Savini Jason skin was that much, right?
Or well, Savini Jason was a Kickstarter backer exclusive skin.
But,
well, you know.
And again, you don't have to buy that content to play.
Yeah, you don't
game.
Have to.
It's all cosmetic, which, you know, if you want to spend the money, spend the money.
Okay, I'll eat my words. I was wrong. Premium content was $15.99, not $25. Well, I don't know where $25 came from.
I do remember seeing, like, a $25 price tag, but I think it's, like, a pack of some kind.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. I thought I saw $24.99 somewhere.
Yeah, like, you can make the argument. It's all cosmetic. You don't have to buy it. Yeah. You really don't. But, you know, it's for us horror fans who, you know, love the franchise and the genre.
We're going to spend the money.
Yeah, I probably won't spend the money.
Now, not immediately. But I'll buy it.
If eventually. They put bikini skins.
Woo-hoo, boy.
Game over.
Yeah. I'm blowing up.
But overall, I think TCM is a very fun game.
Yeah, it needs some work.
It needs some work, but overall, I'm going to give it like a solid 8 out of 10 because I've put easy 100, I think on my PlayStation it says I put like 105 hours into the game.
Yeah, I think I'm sitting at like 100.
Like,
also,
dude,
like one more negative that I have, and it's not like anything to do with the game, it's more like the fan base. They're kind of toxic at this point.
Yeah.
And, like, I'm usually not one to, like, bitch about shit like this. But.
But,
like, anytime you have, like, a valid criticism, they'll just, like, come at
skill
you.
Skill issue, dog.
Be like, skill issue.
Skill issue, kick her, dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, I'm
you're
sorry, I don't sit on this game for 9 hours a day like you do.
Yeah.
And I know
support.
Some of y'all
what
are
pissed
streamers
me off at
job,
the beginning, man,
on.
Was, oh, this game's just like Dead by Daylight. Excuse me. No, the fuck it's not.
No,
it's not. It's not more stealthy.
Yeah. Well, do you guys have anything else to say?
I'll give my review. I think at its current state, I give TCM like, I'll give it like a 7 out of 10.
Okay.
I think it needs some work.
Well,
definitely needs a little adjustments.
Yeah.
And shit on both sides. I think victim and killer it needs adjustments.
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. If y'all don't like it, then I don't know what to tell
you. Well, everyone has an opinion.
Yeah. It's like assholes. Everybody
don't
got
have
one.
To like it.
I'll give it like an 8. It, like I get my ass beat in it a lot, but like I in some
we're
ways,
still going back and playing.
Yeah. Like in some ways, it's almost like I love and I hate the ass whoopings.
Yeah.
Because, like, it sucks to lose over and over and over again.
But when you win.
Yeah.
It feels so good.
We have our good nights, too, like, where we'll win, like, almost every game.
Yep.
Yeah. Those nights are nice.
And, like, especially if you can pull off a win against, like, a level 99
mm-hmm.
killer or something. That's pretty cool.
That's pretty good.
All right. Is that about do it?
That's all I've got. All
right. Well, that's about does it for this episode of We Came From Beneath the Sea. Make sure you guys follow our socials at WCFBTS on Twitter or X. Sorry, it's called X now.
Fuck you, Elon.
And then if you want to, nothing on there yet, but sub to our YouTube channel.
And we have Instagram, too. Which that's just We Came From Beneath the Sea.
Yep. And so is our YouTube.
Yep.
It's just We Came From Beneath the Sea.
Yeah.
If you sub, we'll have some stuff for you coming soon.
Correct.
But I hope you guys have a great week. This episode should be coming out before Halloween, so happy Halloween. And stay spooky, my friends.
Straight
bye.
Up, dude. Sayonara.